work plan. We have four cards for public comment. The only thing standing between us and lunch is public comment. Larry Horowitz.
No, Larry is not going to be here. No, he had to go to lunch. He had to go to lunch. He had to get leave.
Okay.
One down.
Are you filling in for him?
Larry apologizes he had to leave. It was either him or I, and it ended up he had to leave.
Is that MRI or
him or I? Him or I. Just a comment about the work plan. EAM members believe that the 2009 CON work plan is progressing well. The department staff and the commission are to be commended for stepping up to a challenge of a very full and ambitious agenda. We support the conclusions of the chair at the last commission meeting that a case had not been made for there being community need, quality cost, access to reopen to open heart surgical standards in mid-year. This was proposed for by the hospital, one of the hospitals in Kent County. We also want to point out that compliments to the staff and Larry Horowitz for producing the data so quickly, much quicker than in years past, with their online reporting system. We will be publishing soon for our consumers on our website a report on open heart surgical across the state. Some very general conclusions from that analysis is that open heart surgery in the aggregate has been dropping just about every year since its high in 2000. We're down as a state. There's 22% less procedures in 2008 than there was in the year 2000. And the average per CON-approved program is down by 37%, and that's because there have been more programs brought online. This just further reinforces the fact that there is not a need for more programs, and we just want to make sure that concept is keeps being reinforced. There's not a need for more open-heart surgical programs. And that's it. Thank you.
Questions? Sorry.
Yeah. Dennis, before you get too far, your reference to open heart surgery brings back an item for me. When we talked last about open heart surgery, there were two programs that were granted CON, which they were required to provide at least 300 procedures per year. And they were given, if I remember correctly, 3 years to meet the standard threshold. Been over 5 years. I'd like to revisit that maybe in the relatively near future in terms of, you know, a status report on that.
Yeah, we're looking at those programs as part of our current, I'd say, ongoing current compliance checks and actions. But certainly we're looking at those programs that were grandfathered in for the initial 3 years. And for any other. So if you're beyond the 3 years and you're below the volume requirement, we'll probably be asking you a question if you're significantly below. And any other programs that are not meeting their volume requirements by some threshold, we're going to be looking at as well. Thanks. Hopefully I'll have a further report for you in December. Yep.
Thank you.
Barbara Jackson, we'll push
you.
Thank you, Barbara. You get lunch. Amy Barkhold, Michigan Hospital Association.
Can I go up to the last card? Do you have one more card?
I have one more card.
I'll follow him.
Okay. James Pomeroy, Select Medical Work. Select Medical.
Thank you. My name is Jim Pomeroy with Select Medical Corporation, Vice President of Business Development. Many of you know about Select Medical Corporation through our long-term acute care hospital services here throughout the state. We have 10 operating programs. What's not so well known is the company is also very prominent in rehabilitation services and currently operates 14 outpatient centers throughout the state, as well as through our Kessler Rehabilitation Institute's programs. We are the number two rated integrated rehabilitation system in the country and have locations throughout the Midwest. What I'd like to talk to you today about is that within Michigan, currently the standards preclude us from operating as a hospital within a hospital. Currently, what we've come to ask you to consider is allowing a change, a modest change in standards that would allow the hospital within a hospital model. We believe that that offers a number of advantages to Michigan hospitals, and two in particular I'd like to note. One is that it allows the hospital within a hospital model allows rehab providers to invest capital into projects, and second, under the current standards, a company like ours can only operate in a management agreement, and yet we believe that under the CMS reimbursement rules that that would preclude us from being able to market the service because CMS under Medicare rules will not allow you to market if you're on a variable rate, which would be connected to census, so that the advantages of to the hospital are really very limited. The current hospital's bed standards allow for a hospital within a hospital, and in fact the definition of LTACT is written broadly enough to encompass inpatient rehabilitation facilities as they've been regulated under the same federal regulations as LTACs. However, because the section of standards dealing with the hospitals within hospitals, section 6.2, specifically references LTACs and substance abuse hospital, it was decided that a change in standards would be appropriate for inpatient facilities to utilize, inpatient rehabilitation facilities to utilize this section. We are therefore proposing to modify the definition of LTAC to expand it to include inpatient rehabilitation facilities and to make minor modifications to 6.2 itself to accommodate the revised definitions. We have provided you, and I think each of you should have, a copy of the specific language. We believe that this change, and I'm going to kind of cut to the chase and get away from the script here, but that we believe that what we're asking for here is a fairly modest change that allows hospitals in Michigan to either, one, continue to operate inpatient rehabilitations on their own, two, they can still operate under a management agreement, or three, that they would have the option of working with a hospital within a hospital, and this would not be exclusive to our company, but that any of the providers within the state of Michigan would also be eligible to provide this kind of service, and frankly, some of them might consider doing that. We recognize that the hospital bed standards are not scheduled for review again until 2011. However, we know that Michigan hospitals are struggling financially, and we now think it's time to allow hospitals to utilize this concept to stabilize their financial situations while improving the rehabilitation services provided to their patients. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. Amy?
This is Amy Barkles from the MHA. Select Medical talked to the MHA about this proposal ahead of time, and I just wanted to let you know that the MHA doesn't have a position yet on it, but it sounds fairly interesting, and I think the hospital within a hospital concept is really a good use of resources, so we would be supportive of having further discussions about that in some way. So that's it.
Thank you. Questions? If not, we need to move to review of the commission work plan.